Good morning. It's time for Daily Chapel at the LCMS International Center in St. Louis. The text is Isaiah chapter 40, verses 1 through 11. The Reverend Robert Wurst is preaching. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
Reading from the Holy Prophet Isaiah, the 40th chapter. The Holy Prophet writes, "Comfort, comfort my people, says your God. Speak tenderly to Jerusalem and cry to her that her warfare is ended, that her iniquity is pardoned, that she has received from the Lord's hand double for all her sins. A voice cries, 'In the wilderness prepare the way of the Lord, make straight in the desert a highway for our God. Every valley shall be lifted up, and every mountain and hill shall be made low. The uneven ground shall become level, and the rough places a plain. And the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all flesh shall see it together, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken.' A voice says, 'Cry.' And I said, 'What shall I cry?' All flesh is grass, and all its beauty is like the flower of the field. The grass withers, the flower fades, when the breath of the Lord blows on it. Surely the people are grass. The grass withers, the flower fades, but the word of our God will stand forever. Go on up to a high mountain, O Zion, herald of good news. Lift up your voice with strength, O Jerusalem, herald of good news. Lift it up, fear not. Say to the cities of Judah, behold your God. Behold, the Lord God comes with might, and his arm rules for him. Behold, his reward is with him, and his recompense before him. He will tend his flock like a shepherd. He will gather the lambs in his arms. He will carry them in his bosom and gently lead those that are with young. O Lord, have mercy upon us."
Thanks be to God.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Comfort, comfort my people, says your God. Speak tenderly to Jerusalem and cry to her that her warfare is ended, that her iniquity is pardoned, that she has received from the Lord's hand double for all her sins. This life, as you know, is filled with trouble. We might say that we have double trouble. Without, the world oppresses and mocks the church and her Lord, and within, our spirits are given to sin and weakness. These things bring shame and guilt upon us. Our spirit becomes tainted with our inborn unbelief and idolatries. Our flesh is soiled with gluttony and lust and evil desires. Our minds are troubled with anxiety, dread, and fear. Surely it is true, all flesh is like grass. Life's flower faints and fades away. O you whose flesh is like the grass, O you tender flowers who wilt under the heat of trials, where should you look and what shall you do? The Holy Prophet Isaiah points us forward. He points us to a voice. And this voice goes before the Lord to prepare his way. He is the herald of salvation for all people. The voice had a name. His name is John. John the Baptizer's voice cried out in the wilderness. John was not the Word of God. He is simply the voice announcing God who is incarnate. John did not come to save, but he simply came to point with his bony finger, to point to the Word made flesh and who dwelt among us. The baptizer was simply a minister of the Word. He prepared the way, not bestowing the gift itself, but putting things in order that the gift could be received. He was making the highway of the King smooth, lifting the deeps of the dark valleys, and leveling the uneven ground where thorns and thistles grow, preparing hearts to receive its King. The highway that is prepared before the Lord does not often feel like an easy way. It might be felt by us as a hard and a rough way, for the preaching of repentance chastens us. It sometimes causes us to shrink away, to evade its bright light. The preaching of repentance, though, prepares the way of the Lord that he may be received. Repentance is not to be avoided. The straightened and smoothed way leads us to taste and see that the Lord is good and gracious. When Christ proclaims to us, "Come to me, you who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest," we are given to believe that the way of the Lord is the way of refreshment. The Son of God assumed our own flesh. He is God incarnate. He is the glory of the Lord. He is the comfort that God sends to sinners. He is only revealed in his divine word. And there he is our redemption, our salvation, and our perfection. He gives a double comfort for those troubled and stained by sin. His cross is our comfort and our joy. His death is our life. His blood is our very salvation. He has cleansed us from our sins in the waters of baptism. His blood washes away the stain that results from shame and cleanses away the guilt that troubles our spirits and minds. He lavishes upon us eternal life, which promises release and relief from the troubles of this world. On every cloud, at every cloud, we look for the return of Jesus. This is the way we should look to the heavens. Is he coming today? His forgiveness effects this faith in us. Our consciences are cleansed, our bodies set to doing good instead of evil, our minds set on things above, not on the things of this earth. Your King comes to you. He comes to you now in grace, in his word, in his body, and his blood. He is soon coming in power and in glory to raise the dead, to take his people who are the sheep of his very pasture, home to the blessedness of eternal life and the beatific vision. Prepare for the coming of your King. But don't prepare like the world is. You've heard that a lot already, I know. But it needs repeating. We aren't preparing for a material feast like the world is now doing, and it'll be over on the 25th and put away and forgotten. We know he's already come in the flesh. We remember that. We praise God for that. We're not preparing for that. We are preparing for the last day. And as we prepare for the last day, we repent. We repent of the things which we have done or neglected to have done. We repent of following our own way and departing from the Lord's way. We reconcile with those sinners with whom we have had a break. We mend the broken things and knit up the rent fabric of our relationships. We prepare the way of the Lord by being reverent toward the holy things and always being turned toward the eternal word. All of creation, the plants and the grass which wither and fade away, these constantly remind us of our fallen nature, our short span of life, our briefly endured pleasures and the joys of human happiness are seen in those tender and fragile plants. We too wax and wane with every minute that goes past on the clock. We never remain in the same state. But how great is the hope of the grass, that is our flesh. Since the Word has been made flesh, the Son of Righteousness abides forever and gives light and warmth to the grass that we might never despair. Christ has risen from the dead, and he comes to us daily in the living voice of the gospel. He comes to us saying, "Come to me, this is my body, this is my blood. Take cheer. Be of good courage." And we are constantly imploring him to return in glory and to take us to the place prepared for us. Brothers and sisters, fix your roots in the Word of God which abides forever. For you were dead, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. The Lord, the Word, who came down from heaven, was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary and was made man, has imparted immortality to us who are mortal and temporal. And he will bring us into his everlasting kingdom where we live forever. The word of the Lord, who is Christ our own brother, abides forever. This is the way of the Lord. It is the way of righteousness. His is the way of your consolation and your solace. He has forgiven your iniquity. He has covered up all your sin. Lift up your heads. Your redemption draws near. Behold, your King is coming to you. Righteous and having salvation is he. And remember, too, the words of the prophet. Instead of your shame, there shall be a double portion. Instead of dishonor, they shall rejoice in their lot. Therefore, in their land, they shall possess a double portion, and they shall have everlasting joy. God grant it to us for the sake of Jesus, his Son. Amen. Come, Lord Jesus, quickly come. Amen.
The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces, visit kfuo.org/chapel.